Two Manners of Life with Brother Titus Chu. Message 8.
Three verses. Can we turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 16. Genesis chapter 4, verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod. Nod means wandering. He became a wanderer now. On the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. You see, in Cain's line, which is not the line of, maybe I take away Adam here. No Adam here. We start with, take away Adam here. We still say, here is divine, mystical realm, right? And here is satanic kingdom, right? Adam fall. But you realize, when Adam fall, he didn't fall that far. He's still able to see God. And even what? The spirit is still moving Adam. This was when, what? When whose time? God says, after Noah, I believe, God says, man is flesh. My spirit will not struggle with him. In other words, God is to totally withdraw himself that far. So then, Adam beget number one, Cain. That means, I got it. I got the one who's going to bruise in his head. Then he look at Cain, doesn't look like it. So he beget another one, Abel. He called his name empty. Means the whole thing doesn't work. God has a promise. When the promise will be fulfilled, I don't know. So, but eventually, Abel offered, am I right? So eventually, Cain slaughtered his brother. So after this, he was sent out. He was dwelling in the land of Nod. He became a wanderer, right? So he knew his wife. Then what? She bare Enoch. You see here, this Enoch comes real hard. This Enoch comes real easy. This is a training Enoch. This is life Enoch. This is Enoch of doctrine. This is Enoch of truth. This is Enoch of language. This is Enoch of experience. Same Enoch. Same name. One come quickly. I think some of you young people are fast Enoch. The ministry of Christ of three stages. The stage of incarnation, the stage of inclusion, the stage of intensification. In the stage of incarnation, God became a man. Enoch. Then, you say, do we have this Enoch? Do we need this Enoch? Brother, remember this. Out of the Enoch, Satan came. Am I right? Let me read the verse to you. He began Enoch, and he, that's Enoch, built the city. And the name of his the name of his son Enoch, not Enoch built city, and Cain built a city. After the city's name is called Enoch. You know, brother, isn't God's eternal purpose a city? A new city was built at least through 6,000 years, right? Through so many lost work, right? Through so much move of the Spirit, right? Eventually, God built the city, New Jerusalem. But Cain begot a son. As he begot a son, quickly he built a city. And he called the city Enoch. Enoch has different way of, the real meaning can say, tuition. Means I pay a price to learn. Tuition, usually, I pay a price to learn. Or you can say, it's learned. This Enoch is learned. You know, brother, there are two Enochs. One Enoch come so fast. One Enoch come rather slow. Let me ask you, Which Enoch are you? Many young people, eventually despise the older one. The older one say, Abraham, in Chinese. For some reason, many older ones say, Abraham, Yabalahana, Yalabohan. Actually, Yalabohan is much easier to speak in Chinese. So many times I heard the older brother send me the Bible, Yalabohan, Yalabohan. And the young people, because young people are in our care. And the old brother will gradually. I have approached here yet. But I tell you, young people know how to say Abraham, say Cain. Old people say Abraham, but he's here. Oh, you always think, I learn. No, learning is not that easy. The first city came, not by God, but by the one God chased away, came. But the final city come by what? By God's work. Am I right? So now, let's read more. Then, Enoch, verse 18. And unto Enoch was born Ered. Ered means what? Rapid. Okay. Do you find out? In this line, a few Miss McDonald's means fast. I found out, where is a young brother from? St. Catherine. Eat with me McDonald yesterday. Yeah. This morning, I stopped by Country Style for my breakfast. I got a cup of Coke. A coffee. And a bagel. He came. Are you? Did you go to Country? Yeah. I saw you. Yeah. Wow. We two are surely good friends. Wherever I go, he ends up there. He came in, but this time, when he walked in, I was out already, so we didn't have time to sit down and talk. But if your brother wants to see me tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock is a good time. I'll be there, a cup of coffee. But I don't promise you, because I may just eat a good meal, good breakfast in the hotel. Anyway, not this morning. Uh-huh. Brother, fast. Country Style is fast. Uh-huh. McDonald's fast. I tell you, everything on the earth today pointing to fast. Yeah. Go fast. Do you get my point or not? And things are really getting faster. The brother told me, the computer, every 3 months, something new came out. I said, wow, brother, then your inventory control surely have a problem. Because you buy too many, you cannot sell. It's out of date. You buy so few, not accurate to sell, and the price is so high. He said, that's why we do business. In other words, you want to be in computer business, you must know how much you can sell, get the right time, right order, everything's right. Oh, today, everything goes so fast. Not as 100 years ago. 100 years ago in China, a man born in a small village. If he would walk 20 miles into a so-called city, which we would consider today as a little village, but they would call it a city, he is quite experienced. Mm-hmm. Have you read the Life of Akiu? There's a famous story by Lu Xun. Akiu has marvelous experience of walking into the city and learn to be a thief. But anyway, today, you see, I was in Africa. Me too. Was Australia? Me too. I was in Tibet. Me too. Everybody's traveling, every place, all over. Do you get my point? Fast. Everything's fast. But now you read chapter 5. And this is the book of generations of Adam. Now Adam have a real beginning now. In the day that God created man in the likeness God made he him. Male and female created he them. I told you, right? Some scholar did use this verse to say God created more than one man. Do you get my point? But don't believe in that, because New Testament did say sin coming to the world through one man.
Right.
In other words, still from one come to the whole human race. Huh? Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. So what's your name? Adam. Adam means man, actually. And in the day when they were created, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness of his image and called his name Seth. All of a sudden, Cain disappeared. And more than that, Abel disappeared. Adam begat Seth. Remember, I did share with you last week, God has a deleting ability. Oh, this part, I appreciate God. This is one of the highest virtue attributes he has. You don't have the deleting ability, I tell you honestly. Some young one says, I'm offended by my father. Those who are conscienceless men. Why don't you remember the good things your father did for you? Why your father did one thing not pleasant to you? You got offended. But we offend God to the uttermost, don't we? God just forgot about it. So these are the generations, no Cain, no Abel. God just forget about it. Let's restart. I start. Adam's first child. His name is Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. How long is that life? So Adam lived 930 years. How about that? It's beyond our imagination. We don't even understand what is that. In other words, he lived 1/6 of the human race. Human being existing on 6,000 years. Yeah. He lived 1/6 of it. Could you believe in that? Just about 1,000 years old, 930 years old. Then, okay, beget, okay. Then you come to Canaan, right? We come to Mahalalel, right? And verse 15. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and beget Jared. Remember, here, no year. It just fast. Came together, Enoch built the city. Enoch get Erid, walls go fast. So even Erid's name is called fast. And this line, slow. Lived how many years? Begets so and so. After that, he lived how many years? And the age, all of them lived very long. His one is not that long. Mahal lived 65 years and begets Jared. Mahal lived after begets Jared 830 years. So he's still pretty old. So totally lived 905 years. How can men live that long? Because they're not that fallen, baby. Anyway, and Jared, okay, begat Jared, right? Verse 18, and Jared lived 162 years, and 2 years begat Enoch. Now there's real Enoch, right? And Jared lived, after begat Enoch, 800 years. So he lived 962 years. Really something, huh? And begat sons and daughters. And days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. You see, the Bible comes to this line. There is a record, real fast. Come this line, how he's very careful, very slow. Why, huh? In this line, you do have, let me see, this one is appointed. It doesn't count. This is the totality of the whole thing. All these are substantial of Seth. What is that? Divine and mystical realm. Do you get my point? Number one, you have what? You have the triune God. Three, right? One, two, three. To do three things. Number one, to unveil the inability of man. Do you get my point? Number two, to what? To show you the marvelousness of Christ. Number three, to bring you to the splendorness of God. The triune God, see? One, two, three. The triune God. Triune God is doing these marvelous things. Do you get it or not? Number one, to show you who you are. Number two, to let you gain Christ. Number three, to cause you to realize how marvelous is this God. Then what? Then these three have to plus number four. What is four mean? Four is the number of what?
Creature.
Man.
Especially man.
Yeah. Four is the number of man. So now, after you experience the triune God, you are number four. You should be a man. A real man. Jesus is a real Jared. And we are conformed to the image of Jared. We are conformed to be just as Jared, as Jesus. God desires us to be a real man. Eventually, all the riches of triune God you get is tested by the fact, are you a real man? Oh, you did sing that song. O Lord Jesus, thou art the man. In the hymn. Am I right? Something like that. Thou art the man. He's a real man. God desires to have a real man. When the real man comes with the triune God, or when a person comes with the triune God, he's a real Jared, a real man. A real man is a descending person, approachable, filled with grace, filled with mercy, filled with operation in life, in truth. Now, he's a person, inside of him is the triune God. Up here in him is all the human virtue exhibited through the divine attribute. Get it through the three. Then you come, when you have these three, and the number four, that is one, added together, you have the five. Five is what? Five is four plus one. It means what? Yeah, responsibility. So now it's Enoch. Enoch's what? Is I pay a price to have the true learning, and my learning is not for learning. My learning is for my responsibility. Oh, I tell you, a learned person is a responsible person. Descending is high learning. I tell you, these three things, this part is not as hard from Enosh to Kedah to Mahalalel. They're not as hard as learn Jared. But even to descend is not as hard as learn to be Enoch. I pay a price. I pay a tuition. I pay a price to have the real learning. Wow. I tell you, to do all the spiritual things are easy. To be have a real learning, to become responsible, is not easy. Five is a number for what? Responsibility. Five. In other words, Enoch was in the fifth generation, right? So he's the generation of responsibility. You grow. Firstly, Lord shows you, you are nothing. Then Lord shows you, you can gain Christ. Then you can say, oh, God is marvelous. Then you have to learn descent. After you descent, God says, now, you must learn to be responsible by paying a price. Wow. I say this. Dean, how many times I told you, only a fool will not be a full-timer. But I tell you, to be a full-timer and responsibility are totally two different things. There's nothing more demanding to us as a higher learning than learn to be a person in responsibility. You say, oh, I want to be an elder. Eldership doesn't mean responsibility. This responsibility is man responsible to God. Four is the number of man. One is God.
Right.
Man responsible to God has nothing to do with eldership, has nothing to do with apostleship, has nothing to do with being a full-timer or in a certain office in the church. Responsibility means my living corresponds to God's demand. Whatever God desires, that become my living. My living is one with what God desires. That's enough. To be a full-timer is easy. I'm a writer. Or what is hardening your heart. Chinese called a strong man cut off his arm. I have a decision to do something. Do you hear my voice? So I cut off my arm to prove I'm going to do it. Of course, after you cut your arm, how can you do it? I don't know. But Chinese does have such a proverb, not a proverb, a phrase. 壮士断腕了。I'm responsible. I make sure it'll be done. Many times, for your young people, the biggest thing you escape is what? Responsibility. He said, no, 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 I like to coordinate. Coordinate is not responsibility. Do you get my point there? Coordinate is official business. You need to learn to be a person. Now I grow. I grow not only with all the process, even I descended, eventually I become a person. I pay a price to have a true learning. What is my true learning? My true learning is that I am in responsibility. Let me ask you, are you in responsibility properly related to your Bible reading? Your answer is no. Are you properly responsible, bear the responsibility properly related to your function in church life? Your answer is no. Am I right or not? Are you properly bearing your responsibility in relation to gospel preaching? Your answer is no. We are not learned. We didn't pay a price to learn. We are not learned. So what? All our spiritual life are inspirational. Including me, young sister. Sometimes I say, I have a burden. Don't believe in that. Of course, don't despise it. Many times it's, I like it. Sometimes, I don't have a burden. Don't believe that either. Many times that means, I don't like it. In other words, even to our age, if Lord today would say, Titus, I need a checklist. A checklist on what? On everything. Are you responsible to me in your Bible reading? Mine says, F. What does that mean?
Fail.
Fail, flunked, right? Are you responsible in praying? F. Are you responsible in your research? F. Are you responsible in shepherding the saints? F. Then I found out I was worse than my primary school. Mm-hmm. My first school was a D, 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 D. Now follow the law, I got F, 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 all the way F. Why? Because I'm still struggling in these stages. There's a maturity coming now. That maturity is what I learned. I learned I become a person responsible to God. Are you responsible in your Bible reading, in your pursuing, in your prayer life, in your fellowship with saints? Even are you responsible as a student? One day, Brother Lee got inspired. It's before a Chinese speaking conference. And he said, you know, you, brother, really should take care of your English. Everyone pray with him before meeting was Chinese. He said, you, brother, need to learn your English. Like Titus, Quincy Tad, I don't know, means good or bad. He must improve his English. Brother, I am an English major from one of the best universities in Asia. Do you know the 10 top universities in Asia? Very interesting. Number one is Tokyo. I think possibly number 10 or 8 or something is also Tokyo. Tokyo has one. Singapore has one. Hong Kong has three. I can't believe. Even Hong Kong's Huahua Science College become one of the top 10. China has two. Beijing University in mainland China, Taiwan University in Taiwan. But if you include Singapore and Hong Kong, China, out of 10, China has seven. Six or seven. Japan has two. Let me come this to you. It's very interesting. Number one is Tokyo, that's for sure. Nobody beat him. I forgot number two. But then maybe number two is Hong Kong. Hong Kong University or something. Number three is Singapore. Then you have Beijing University. You have Taiwan University. These five now, right? Two more universities in Hong Kong. That is what? Seven. One more university in
Tokyo.
Then Singapore has two.
Two more.
Yeah, Singapore has two. One more, I forgot which country. My guess might be Seoul. I don't recall now, because I like Chinese. So I remembered, wow, all the Chinese got the best universities. So I would say, Brother Li, what are you talking about? I graduated from one of the best universities in Asia and the English department. Do you think I dare? Brother Li, do you know that? Totally, he only had 5-year education. Could you believe in that? 3 years study to get him through a college, 2-year college. I mean, all of us in his presence, don't we feel somewhat embarrassed? Then he said, you need to improve your English. As Brother Titus. Then I was there, Lord Jesus coming. I don't know if it means good or bad, right? I think most sense would feel, Brother, you must say good, because, tell you honestly, very few Chinese minister as well as I do in English. Do you get my point or not? He said, listen to Titus. The Lord, he always forgot about the Lord, Lord. What do you mean, Lord? Lord Jesus. All of a sudden I realized, I'm not an Enoch in university where I should really learn English. It seems the Lord put me in the right place, right? Lord possibly know where I, you see, Lord. The Lord should be, right? The Lord should know where I would end up, right? Ministering in the Western world. But I don't, right? So the Lord, not Lord. The Lord sent me to be an interpreter. Do you know? As a high school, I work with America as an interpreter. Nobody has this opportunity. I was. But God can do anything. I got to be Enoch. If I'm not responsible, even the Lord can do nothing. In study, you need to be Enoch. In being a child in the household, you need to be Enoch. Poor mother, wash all the dishes. Do you get my point? How many of us even have a thought? The dishes, mom did enough. Mom's hard enough in cooking. The dishes can be washed by kids as chores, right? Is that English? By taking turn, right? Your turn today, your turn today. I tell you, we don't have Enoch. These are the simple things.
Right.
Am I right? Then how about spiritual things? Enoch is a high learning. With all this growth, eventually grow you into a person. I pay a price to be learned. And it's very wise for God to put it in the fifth generation. Means what? The generation of responsibilities. eventually realized, I am learned. When I'm learned, I am a responsible person. I see a good word. I feel so bad. Why Dale and Roy are not here? Where's Sam?
Dale's taking care of them.
Aren't you the coach? You're not Enoch.
Oh, Lord.
See, all your crew disappeared. Enoch, full-timer. Many times, full-timers are those who lead in the campuses. Try to evict.
Evict?
Not evict, okay. Hide.
Oh, hide.
There's a word close by that.
Evade.
Evade. What does that mean?
Avoid.
Avoid. That's correct. That's evade. The right word now. Evade. So maybe E is related to get out. Okay. try to evade many full-timers. College graduate, college coordinators, try to evade from the real thing. The real thing what? Pray. Labor. Struggling for Lord's testimony. Full-timer likes to pick up the right group. Fit him. A right little church, fit him. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't you have a group meetings? Do you? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll put you on the spot now. Is that group there, or you raise up the group?
I think I raised it up.
Oh, that's good. You got to learn to be Enoch. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Who does it like? I mean, I like to have these meetings because the full-timers under the church life, second generation, produced all you people here. Brother, who doesn't like this? But how about I go to save one young people? How about I go to raise up one young people? How about I go to mean business in my serving life rather than playing, be calm? I must be an Enoch, not be a Yvette. Fast. Habit. No. A long period of time. How many hundred years, hundred years? After a long period of time, eventually, a man, spiritual man, Cain. Same name as Cain's son, but totally different in exercise. Even same goal as Cain's son. Cain's son's goal is a city. His goal, a city. This goal is the city for me. This goal, a city for God. Both for the city. One for New Jerusalem.
Amen.
One for the city belong to me. You know, in the United States, they are filled with cities belong to individual, right? Anahat means Anna city. Once I drove by a city called Titusville. Titus means it's a Titus city.
Yeah.
This village start or built by Titus. How about that? Let me go start a few. Titusville. Titus Han, Titusville. Titus Town. People love cities and love to have cities in their own name. But God desired to raise up not this Enoch in the line of Cain. Quick, fast, for self. Rather, this Enoch. Experiencing first the triune God.
Amen.
Then properly humble himself. He became a person, paying a price, paying a tuition to have the real learning. This real learning caused him to be a person in responsibility. Do you get my point or not? You just consider this, Nigel, you just consider this. You Toronto, you have 10 full-timers. Let me name to you.
Okay.
Nigel Tom, praise the Lord for that, right?
Yeah.
Dale Martin,
yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Roger
Roy.
Roy Hudgens,
yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Samuel
Shu, for now. Then what?
James.
James Lin, 5, 能话 KC Wang, 能话
Peter Chen,
that's it, 7, and Peter Korea, Korea Chow, where is he? Yeah, good. If you ask his meeting, I would ask Nigel to spank you physically. Full-timers should treasure this kind of meeting.
Right. Then Garrett.
Oh, then Garrett, you see. How many now?
Nine.
Right. Then Norman Hans coming. Yeah. 10. Okay. Then another brother, most likely, spend a lot of time here. Right? Timothy Fong. 11 full-timers. If the 11 full-timers mean business, learn to be Enoch. This Enoch, not this Enoch. Don't do a fast work. Lord, give us a revival. Lord says, I don't even care about revival. Listen, I want the church in Toronto have a gathering of 1,000 saints. Do you think I'm too much? This is the church. Satan did his best to damage. Do you know that? I never see a church suffer that much as a church here. Almost everyone coming to church life here goes through a turmoil. But after year, turmoil, the church life here still have 450 Lord's Day morning. About the same as Cleveland, a little bit higher than Chicago. Next year, Tim, you like it, you don't like it, I like it, I don't like it, they will be 550, will still be less than 500. Next year. Oh, he doesn't agree. Okay. So let's both be over 500. Very good. But I tell you all, in the whole North America, there are few cities really qualified to have 1,000. Toronto is one. I don't have mentioned not others. Cleveland doesn't look like so. It's based on, in other words, the ground in Cleveland is too terrible. Too much salt. So you need Elisha to come to change the land. You need a real good prophet to do the job. But anyway, here the soil is good, everything's ready. But how can you have 1,000? Even you 11 full-timers go find 10, 15, 20, have a nice Friday night neighborhood, you're satisfied. How can you ever come to 1,000? You don't even know how to bear responsibilities. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Sam got Sam Shi. Terrible. How come he's not here? Let me get 5 brothers to rebuke him. We need 5 brothers. Tell Sam, you are wrong. 5 times. Who are the 5 brothers?
Who are the 5?
Volunteer yourself.
Oh, okay.
Who else? Where are the 4?
Okay. Okay. About Kim Leong.
That's not fair.
No, okay.
They're too young.
Okay.
The older ones. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good. And then Timothy there.
Yeah, Timothy.
Before he comes. Yeah, it's good. James, that's good.
Enough?
That's good. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
You know, brother, if you consider this, all the brothers escape the cheap way. Sam was struggling with young couples. I mean, he really gave his life and suffered so much. And you brothers, try your best. Try your best is not a good word. But anyway, you brother pull his leg. He wants to move you. Don't touch my people. No vision. Everyone tried to utilize a few, 3 or 4 good brothers and have a little groups, you know, have a good neighborhood. I'm very happy. Every Friday night, have a show. Satisfy your conscience, peace, bribing the churchgoers, everything's okay. But if, by Lord's mercy, you consider, I tell you your capital, Timothy, are you coming, right? At least partially. You have 11 full-timers, plus, suppose, 5 elders. Don't you have 5 elders? 3 churches together? Maybe 5. So plus, 5 elders, plus, you must at least have 4 very good brothers and sisters, right? So you have 20. Praise the Lord. Oh, you laugh, right? Let me show you. If now you today become responsible, we are Enoch. We don't play religion. We don't play church life. We don't find a little group make us happy. Do you get my point? Everyone tells the Lord, do two things. Lord, in 1 year, I like to bring two to the church life. Isn't that great or small? You tell me. A full-timer save two in the church life a year. Right? But more than that, every year, I like to raise up two. You remember I said, someone above you, someone with you, someone you help the growth. Everyone, raise up two in a year. Okay. So next year, there will be 60 good brothers, plus 40 new ones. So now you have, suppose, 450. A city like this, you have a lot of donations out of nowhere. Am I right or not? Do you understand the donations?
Yeah.
A lot of brothers come to church life, they're donations. Nobody ever labored. They just come in. Do you get my point? So you have a good increase out of Christmas, Santa Claus donation. You just come, right? That is Cleveland. Cleveland is the donators. Cleveland keep on donating to others. Very few people move to Cleveland. If one couple move to Cleveland, I think all the angels guarding Cleveland begin to sing a song praising God. But anyway, huh? Suppose you have 50 donations plus 40 new ones. You have 550, 540 already. But you have 60 operating brothers. Okay. Another 2 years, everyone begets two. And labor on two. 2 years, not 1 year now. 2 years. So 3 years later, you will have 180 very good brothers and sisters. Do you get my point or not? And the whole church is dead. Nobody do a thing. Only they do things. You have 120 new ones added. 2 years. And you have another 50 donations a year. You have another 100 donations. So 3 years later, you have 760 cents. With what? With 180 pillars. Brother, let me ask you, would you have 1,000? You brothers, the problem with us is no one wants to be Enoch. No one wants to say, Lord, I'm responsible. Everyone try to do something happy. Do you get my points? One day one of my daughter asked me, Daddy, you are out. They were discussing how many percent of the time I'm out. I keep on insisting, not more than 50%. My second generations are, my kids together were, says, no, more than 60%. The 10% disagreement.
Out of town.
Out of town time. Then one day, my daughter, Rose, says, Dad, you don't like this family? I was shocked. What? I love you kids so much. Almost I call home every day. Which father call home every day?
Which father's
huh? And sometimes probably get tired of my phone call. How are you? Fine. Love you. I love you too. There's nothing to talk. You know, brother, person lives in their, in what fit them. Person do not learn to live in responsibility. Do you get my point or not? Even you full-timers, can you put these statistics on? Let me ask you, if you brother learn to labor in this way, Lord, 3 years later, we desire to see 180 consecrated. Let me tell you, when you have 180 consecrated, I can assure you, you have 1,000. Not 3 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 8 years, but I can assure you, you have 1,000. That's why, let me tell you, you possibly don't know. They're going to tear down this wall. They're going to extend the hall. And people ask, do you need that much? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Toronto will be one of the first churches approach 1,000. Where Cleveland was still struggling around 600. You'll be 1,000. Are you ready? Timothy, are you ready? Casey, are you ready? James, are you ready? Look like you are a little discouraged. James, are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. If you brother asked me, Titus, you ready? Yes. Amen. I told the brothers, I said, I wish I could just move over here. But I said, when I move over here, I still need to travel. So makes no difference anyway. So the moving or not moving doesn't make any difference. But surely I like to spend more time here. Am I right or not? No other city have this kind of count. Cleveland can only count this year how many of the people we gain are going out. If 10, hallelujah. If 20, not so bad. Am I right or not? You don't count in, right? Nobody come. Now with Rock Hall, him maybe.
Oh, you mean move there?
Yeah. Move to Cleveland, yeah. Maybe.
For training.
Who is that guy?
For training.
Who's that guy? Our very beautiful voice died and people say he's still alive. Yeah. Maybe he moved to Cleveland because of Hall of Fame. Rock Hall of Fame. I just don't see people have any burden for Cleveland doesn't get people. And Toronto, you get people you don't even know. Just about every Thursday morning, new ones are in the meetings. You don't know. You can't even catch it. So many. What you need? You need a lot of Enochs. Don't escape yourself anymore in small group. I have a good Friday night. Our neighborhood is good. These are useless, hopeless, childish talk. Enoch brothers, very burdened. I'm challenged. I'm ready to be challenged. I'm in business with the Lord. Every year, I must raise up two new ones. Don't keep on raising up the same new ones year after year. I like to raise up Vern every year. Are you raising up somebody? Yes, look at Vern. 3 years later, have you raising up somebody? Yes, look at Vern. 10 years later, have you raised up somebody? Yes, look at Vern. Whether he grow or not, my conscience bribed. I raise up Vern. Some famous name in Toronto, some famous name in Cleveland. Always like to find a few good brothers who have already some desire by Lord's mercy. Then, can I help you to pray? Do you like it? Why didn't you ask me?
Do you like to do that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, I see someone, potential. Be honest. Who are potential here? Be honest.
Yeah, a lot of these brothers are potential.
How you have to say, he's potential. Even the sisters are potential. But thank you, brother. But the problem is, we all look at him. Potential. Potential. Praise God. Potential. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Potential. Who are you? Sleeping. This is why you do all the things, nothing happened. You know, brother, learn to be enough. Yes, I've always experienced, don't despise the experiences. But I've all these experiences, yet I am responsible to Lord's doing. Don't you feel this is very meaningful, even with numbers? Twice three, number three. Come to the splendor. God is splendor. Then come four, a descending man. Come to five, a learned person. What is learned? He's responsible. Now, I have a mixed feeling because I didn't start him yet. If I really got into him, well, it's based on how you get. I mean, you want to get into it, be many, a lot. Because he is a reality of divine mystical realm. Do you get my point, sir? If what is divine mystical realm? This divine mystical realm is substantiated in this person. His vision is very clear. What are you for? I am for a city. How does that prove? Prove by this. Enoch is related to a city. The city's name is Enoch. So when his name is Enoch, this is how many hundred years later with this man, right? There might be 400 or 500 difference. So city pass is very well built. But still, Jared got a son, call his name city. You see? Enoch. That's a city. In other words, Enoch's existence was dominated with the city of God. Amen. What do you see? I see New Jerusalem. Amen. Why are you living? My living is for New Jerusalem. Amen. Why you strive, exercise, fight? My exercise, my strife, my fight for the producing of New Jerusalem. Amen. I'm a person with vision. I'm a person controlled by vision. New Jerusalem. This is a city. The city is so different with world city. Anna's Han, Titus Ville. Do you hear my point? No, it's not Anna. It's not Titus. But God.
Amen.
The city, New Jerusalem.
Amen.
When you say, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for plus one. As a learned person to God and all God's operation. At the same time, my goal is not for any work. My goal is for producing the city, New Jerusalem.
Amen.
I feel in Israel, this is enough for this morning. We did good. We covered a long time, right? Brother, close to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Are you tired? If I cover the rest, it'll be like peeling the bamboo shoots, layer after layer. You'll find that. Why? Because I told you, Enoch is the substantiating of experiencing of the divine mystical realm. After that, you have the 6 days. We'll cover that tonight. Huh? Methuselah and Lamech is the same person. The two sides of the same person, that is the 6 day. On one hand, you should be a Methuselah, waiting. On the other hand, you should be Lamech, violent. This Lamech in this line killed Cain. This Lamech in this line also killed Cain. I'm violent where I am Methuselah. Anything is not, is frustrating my way. You know what I mean? Block me. I'm so powerful. Get out of from here. I am Lamech. Do you get it or not? Oh, it's very meaningful. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
It's very good. We have 15 minutes, not for tests, but for testimonies.
Amen.
Am I right? Do we still have 15 minutes, right? Now, can you feel free, please?